Renewed strength. That's the message we hear today from Isaiah. And even in Jesus, as he goes to a deserted place to pray, how he finds strength for the work that he has to do. Have you ever been so tired that you didn't know which way was up? That there was so much work to get done, so many things that you just had to do. And it was not only exhausting to think about it, but, you know, getting the energy to do them. Well, we're not like the kids, right? They have endless energy, but we certainly don't. I remember when we were packing, it was just, even the thought of packing was exhausting. So by the time I got to doing it, it was even more exhausting. And I came to a point where, I'm like, throw everything away. Just, I don't want it. I don't need anything. Yeah, ask me later in winter where I can't find my winter coats. And it's like, well, maybe I should have been a little more careful about that. Thankfully, that time has passed. And, I got rest and a little more energy. But it feels sometimes that we're in seasons of our lives where we are just depleted. And it seems as one thing after another keeps happening, and we don't know from where we will find help, where we will find strength, because the expectations of people are high. Maybe there's expectations of you for yourself that just seem unreachable. Maybe we feel, because we keep trying and it just doesn't happen, that it's not going to happen, and, we give up. But today, my friends, if you're thinking that it's just too much for you, hear again the words of Isaiah. He says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He's the creator of the end of everything. From beyond what is seen to what is unseen, he gives power to the faint and he strengthens the powerless. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Hear that again. Soak it in. Let the words just wash over you, because they're not just words, but they are accompanied by power, by the Holy Spirit that Jesus gave to his disciples, that Jesus is ready to give to you today as well, to empower and strengthen and renew your depleted, tired souls. And as we hear that, let us pray. Let us ask God to speak to us and fill us. For without the Holy Spirit, without God, we cannot do all any of this. Let us pray. Holy God, as we come here, we have things on our hearts and our minds that is just too much. And I pray for every single person gathered here in person and online and wherever we are, God, all the things that are just weighing heavy on us, we lift it to you. We are not able to care and do all these things, but as we turn it over to you, Lord, we receive your Spirit, your power to help us do things your way, according to your time and your Spirit. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, first thing we need to do, I've got two suggestions, because what happens is that we talk about being renewed in God, we talk about finding peace in God, we talk about all these things, but how do you get it? How do you do it? Well, we need practical steps. And the first thing is to recognize our constrictions. Recognize our limitations. I have learned that as I get older that I am limited. And as much as it irks me to say my kid was right, he says in the olden days you used to do this and you can't do it now. But maybe it's true. Maybe in the olden days I was able to run around more and, sleep on the floor with the youth group. Maybe as I get older, maybe I'm not able. Or maybe I don't want to do that. Depends on how you look at it, But the important part is to recognize we're limited. We are not meant to do it all. I know when we're younger, we have strength. And, I've seen it. I've seen kids burn the midnight oil to get that test done. I'm not calling anyone out because I was there too. But it's what we do. And, we stay up late to get this. And then the next morning we're up, we're ready to go to work or school or whatever. Well, that's not going to last long. Our bodies are more resilient, yes, when we're younger, but it catches up with us. And even in our relationships, my friends, that you can't make anyone do anything. You know, have you ever had times when you're like, well, I can help them. I can fix them. If only they did this, this, this. And sometimes it's with our kids that we do this. Or sometimes it's with our friends that we know what they should do. If only they would do it, but they don't. Maybe it's with our spouses. I don't know. But that's not how it works, right? We're limited. We cannot make anyone else do anything. Fact is, as much as we want to do things, we can't do it ourselves. We are limited. It's beyond our capability. And what happens is when we don't recognize our constrictions, our restraints, we push beyond our capabilities, beyond what we were made to do, and we will try hard to achieve our goals and just make things work out. Well, why? Because it just has to be this way and it's better. How many of us have tried to control our situations? Ourselves, others, because that's the best way. And it just doesn't seem to work. And the more you push, the more you try, it's going to be worse. Have you ever seen quickstand? I don't know if you, I've never stepped in it, but I've seen what it does. You know, you step in it and it just seems to suck you under. You can't get out of quicksand. And sometimes life seems like that. The more you fight that quicksand, the more it overpowers you. That's life. The more you try to fight against the grain, against the problems, the more they seem to overpower us. And we fear powerless. So what do? Okay, we're limited, but hey, we're going to go to the experts. We go to the doctor because we get that diagnosis, the health issue, one after the other. All right, we're going to go to the expert to fix it. Or if it's problems with our kids, we're going to go to a counselor to get them done upright. Or go to the pastor, they'll teach them, they'll fix. Or go to, you know what I mean, right? We go to experts, to people who we trust to fix these things, but the fact is, none of us are experts. We're all limited. There's some things we can do, yes. God does have a plan for us, but He does want us to be a part of that work. So yes, I'm not discounting that. You know, we don't want to say, well, you know, God is going to do everything. No, He wants you to do the work. So understand that there's the limitations, there's an end to our capabilities, but there is work He wants us to do. But that work has to be done by receiving His instructions, by receiving His guidance, His path. And so, as we consider the things that we're going through, as we consider how we've been trying to handle it, I want to raise that question to you. Have you been pushing and working on your own might to fix things? Have you just been trying and trying to make things work? So first, recognize your limitations. The other day I was on a meeting and actually this seems to be the pattern, meetings and other gatherings. People were sharing their concerns, their issues and their challenges, and oh my goodness, it struck me that people are going through a lot. Health issues? Dealing with loss of a loved one? Dealing with parents who have dementia? Dealing with kids who are struggling and they're trying so hard to get good grades and do their best, but for some reason they're just struggling. Dealing with aging parents, cancer, job concerns, health issues. All these things are real, my friends. And as I heard over and over again, a litany of things that just are overwhelming. I felt overwhelmed. And then I considered my own questions and issues and needs. You know, my son is away in Purdue, and the other day there was a news report out about, well, a kid passing away in the school, you know. And in a town not too far away, another kid passing away. And so you consider all the things that you're not in charge of, the things that you can't fix. What do you do? What do I do? Well, first, I recognize my constrictions, my limitations. That's the first thing. And that brings me to my second thing. What do we do after that? Well, there is something we can do. That is to go to the right source for help. And we heard today in the readings today from where we can seek help. You know, Psalms, they're a beautiful, beautiful book. It's a poetry, book of poetry, where the psalmist, and there are different psalmists, David writes a lot of them, but there are other psalmists who write. They write from the depths of their hearts, their needs. You know, they're struggling, their life is in danger, they're facing issue and challenges that are just too much. And, you know, Psalm 121, it reads so beautifully, from where can I seek help? You know, I lift up my eyes, and where does my help come from? My friends, you recognize your constraints, you're on your knees and you're struggling. Where does your help come from? And I pray today as we gather here that our help, that we rely on God, who is the creator to the ends of the earth and beyond.
Amen.
There's nothing that God does not know. There's nothing that God has not created. He is indeed the one from whom we can seek help. And today, as we heard about how Jesus started his day, he went alone to find a place to pray. He plugged into the power that was able to help him heal people, that moved him to compassion. Because don't forget, Jesus was fully human. He felt the limitations you and I do, but he was still fully divine. He felt every single moment on that cross. He felt every single lash. He felt every single pain. You know, Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the Bible, but it's the most powerful. Jesus felt your pain and my pain, my friends. Yet he got the strength, he received that strength to go to that cross, to continue to get up and do what needs to be done by plugging into God. That power, that strength, and that same power and that same strength is available for you and I today. We're not going to find it in our parents. We're not going to find it in our spouse. We're not going to find it in one another. But we have a God who has opened a channel, a way for us to reach directly and receive that power, that strength. When I started worrying about my child and all the things that needed to be done, you know, I could have a litany of those things, I remembered Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. You know that verse? Over and over again, God tells us through the scriptures of how we can find help, how we can find peace, how we can find joy, even in the midst of the challenging of situations. And that is to be still. What does that mean? And someone sent me this beautiful illustration of this verse. And they broke it down like this. Be still. What does that mean? Well, stop talking. First of all, stop talking to experts. Well, they have their place. So you can go to the doctors. You can go to other people. Sure. But at the end of the day, be still. Stop talking. Stop commenting. Stop arguing. Switch off that phone, that TV, and plug in. Be still in front of God. Because all these distractions, what happens is that they keep you away from hearing the words of God. They keep you away from receiving the power of God. They keep your focus on other things other than God. So when we are still before God, we plug in. We allow God to speak to us. And the second thing, well, the third thing, there are three things. Be still and know. So what is this thing about know? Knowing means stop doubting. Have faith. Trust. Go to the one who has the ultimate knowledge. Know that God has done all things. God has created all things. God has created you. And know that he is with you. That knowledge cannot be given to you by me explaining and reasoning it out for you. The only way that you will know for yourself that God is with you, that God is for you, is if you connect directly with him, because he will reach into your soul and give you a peace that will pass all human understanding, that cannot be found in anyone or anything on this earth. You can only know that yourself if you spend time with God. That's why it's so important not to only to come to worship, but to have Bible study, to have personal devotion time every single day. My friends, every single hour, plugging into that power is the only way you're going to get through. Otherwise, you're going to be overwhelmed under the quicksand of life, and the challenges are not going to stop. Let me tell you, the problems, they're not going to stop. They're just going to be different. So if you don't want to be overwhelmed, consumed, destroyed under the power of this world, and this world, yes, you are powerless. We are powerless against it, but we serve a God who has overcome the world. That's what Jesus tells us. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. He has overcome sin and death, and he invites us to receive his power, his strength. He invites us to be covered under his righteousness, his strength. You know, the eagle's wings, right? The eagle has a huge wingspan. It's tremendous. And under that wingspan, they're able to soar because the power of the wings, right? It takes them higher. My friends, our God's wingspan is much higher and bigger than anything on this earth. Amen. He is no place he cannot reach or cover. There is nowhere that his wings cannot go. So if you're thinking you're so far from God, or your situation is just too much or too... Don't forget who you serve, the God that is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. He's not limited by time, space. He's not limited like you and I, but he is in charge. There's no beginning and no end. So remember, my friends, that God, for those who trust in him, they shall rise up with wings like eagles. The question I had, and the third part, be still, right? Stop talking. Stand in God's presence and know. Stop doubting. Have faith and trust that I am God. God is almighty. God is in control. God is love. God is king. God is your hope and refuge and fortress. God is our ever-present help. All these things that I'm saying, they are words that people who have struggled through the generations that they have shared with us in the scriptures, because they've gone through tough times and God has been faithful for them. And if you're feeling like you're alone, just read again the words of the Bible, the stories of the Bible, and be reminded about how God saved Daniel from the lion's den, how he saved Joseph from the prison and the mechanisms of those who were trying to put him in prison. Just understand how he saved the Israelites through Moses. There's nothing God cannot do. There's nowhere that we can hide or anyone can hide from God. And so today, as we consider all the things that we're falling under, that are weighty, that are heavy, that are too much, hear again the words of God. Those who trust in the Lord will rise up with wings like eagles, and they will walk and not be faint. You know, even youth will get tired, but those who trust in the Lord shall not. So my friends, as we consider where we are today, I pray that we would acknowledge and turn our limitations over to God and allow him to strengthen us, to renew our strength and help us ready to be ready for this journey. Amen.